More daf lama beis on aleph. We're learning over here that Mila is that great that Moshe Rabbeinu was almost punished, was almost put to death because of the he didn't mala his son. The Mefarshim have a hard time with this Gemara. Let's say he didn't mala his son. So a father has a first. There's a question of how the mitzvah is on the father. The mitzvah on the father. So he has a mitzvah say that he had to do. So you should get killed for it. Why should you get killed for it if you didn't do it? Other mitzvah you don't do, you don't get killed for. Anyway, the Gemara says that he had a conundrum, he didn't know what to do, and then he came to the hotel right a few days later. He came to the hotel right next to Mitzrayim, and so on. And that's when he should have first done the Mila before he took care of the Yoni Mila. Rashi says on that day, Rashi, which is Rabbeinu Gershom, says on that day he became 8 days old, which makes it very difficult to understand. And why would he even think about being Mala before he left Midian when it was 3 days before? And 3 days before it would have been 5 days old. So what's the talking about? Look at Rashi here. Rashi said a third line from the top. This is when we're talking about the hotel right next to Mitzrayim. That's what he got punished for. For that, right next to Mitzrayim, first take care of the bris before you take care of Yoni Molon. If he was that Oysa Shah 8 days old, what was he 3 days before? 5 days old. So what's going on? What's the whole conundrum that he had? It wasn't even a Shiloh.
Unless
could be, but at least while he was in Midian, there was nothing to talk about. The kid was 5 days old. We told him to go to Mitzrayim, so go to Mitzrayim. Milu wasn't an issue. Unless they all ask him to Tzorichim, but I think maybe Oysa Shah doesn't mean that day, Oysa Shah means that story.
The period.
Anyhow, we're up to the Lama Beis
32A1.
Dodesh Rabbi Yehuda, five lines on the top. Dodesh Rabbi Yehuda bar Bizna b'shor shenisrashal Moshe Rabbeinu min ha-mila. When Moshe Rabbeinu was lazy when it came to mitzvah mila, Bo came along after the chema, two different malachi chabola who took care of anger, different fits of anger, different levels of anger, Bolu, and they swallowed Moshe. The only part that was left exposed were his bris mila. Yeah, immediately she realized what's going on here. But Tikach Tzipoida then went ahead and took Tzoyr Rak. But Tichre says Orlas Benot. And she gave a bris milah. We'll have in the Gemara Avodah Zarah a whole discussion whether a woman can make a bris or not. They bring a proof here from Tzipoida that she could make a bris. And they answer those who say that a woman cannot make a bris because she doesn't have the mitzvah bris. It's talking about there was a shlich. But Tichre says, oh, we're about 10 lines from the top. Miyad, immediately, it says in the Pasuk, after the bris, it says, Vayedef mimenu, and that left him go, what does that mean? But Oysa Shah, Bikin, Rabbeinu Hargam, when we let him go, Moshe Benu got so angry at this two malachim, Af and Chema, and he wanted to destroy them. Shenemar, it says, Hardaf Ma'av, Azev Chema, please let go Af and leave go Chema. In other words, he's about to kill them. The Yesh Aymin, there's actually an opinion that says that Hargu Lechema, he got rid of the worst one, which is Chema. Hargu Shenemar, it says, Chema ain't loy, Chema doesn't exist anymore. Chema doesn't exist anymore, only Afra remains. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki Yogurti, I was scared, Mipneya Af Veha Chema, I was scared of two forms of anger, Af and Chema. So we answer three chema haber. There's two different levels of chema, different malachim of chema. It's one possible answer. Or Yiboyi Seima, Gunda de chema. Chema himself, the officer, was destroyed. But his battalion, his legion, they were still alive. And they can still cause harm. Tanya, we learned that Rebbe Yoime, Gedoy la Mila, Mila's that great, Sheein Loch Mishan is asking mitzvahs gavraminu. There was no one who was diligent in doing mitzvahs like Avram. He didn't even have to do them, and he did them. V'lanikra tamim, yet he wasn't considered a tamim. Complete, Ella al Shei Mila, only when he brought upon himself the Mila. Shemar says, Hashem said to Avram, he's halach lefonai, I want you to walk before me. V'hayei tamim, you'll be complete. Even it says, V'etna brisi beini beinechan, I'll give you my covenant between me and you. So we see what's the bris, what makes him a tamim? The bris. So the bris is so important. This completes every yid having a bris milah. Dovrach, a gedoy le milah, milah is that great. Sheshkula, kenegah, kol ha-mitzvah b'teira, milah is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Before we had tzitzis, a number of mitzvahs that are equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, ki api ha-dvorim ha-eile, it says in the Pasuk, that based on these words, I made a bris. So we see that what? That the entire Torah is equal to a bris. Another pshat, why Mila is that great? G'dayle Mila, she'll mole Mila, had it not been for Mila, the heaven and the earth wouldn't exist. This is the braisa, most of it we had in the Mishnah. Shenemar, it says, im loy brisi, if not for my bris Mila, yem v'layla, chukish my oretz, I would not have gone ahead with the creating of the world. Pligad Abelazer, this argues Abelazer, who he learns from this pasuk. It was Toida that the pasuk referring to. Shil Molle Toida wouldn't be that we learn Toida constantly. The world wouldn't exist. And Emrat says, "Im Le Brisi Yom Avalayla Chuk Shemayim Lo Samtin." That's why they should made the world that is day in parts of the world, night in parts of the world. So that always someone in the world is learning Toida. He's halach lefane, go before me. The haye tamim and be complete. Suddenly he's full of trepidation. Maybe shema yesh be dovim aguna. Maybe my body, my structure is incomplete. There's something wrong with me. Kiven shamalai the etna brisi beiniu beinach. We're talking about making a covenant. The bris niskara daita. He felt much better. The Rama Mar Nevuchim writes that the whole idea of a bris is It tones down your animal passions physically. So it makes you a mensch, makes you more refined and more edel, more genteel. So that's what he thought. He thought it was a chsaron, a mum in his goof. And he was told, no, it's not mum in your goof. It's for your middos, as we'll see more later. Hashem took him outside. Mr. Kalti, I saw in my constellations, I'm not going to have any other children. Oh my Lord, Hashem said to him, "Say me, it's Tignish Chol. Go out, step outside of your constellations. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Since when do the constellations have an effect on the Eden?" And the Gemara Shabbos we had the very end. The Gemara goes through all the mazalas, how it does have effect. And Tesh already asked it. Ein Mazel Yisrael. So it depends through davening. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Omer Levi Chizkiah says, "Kol Hametam Masma, whoever is behaves in a Kabbalah's oil and in a complete way to the Eibishter, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Metamim, and Eibishter will respond accordingly and treat you in a complete way." And it says, "Im Chasid Tis Chasid, and he gave a Tamim Titamim. If you're a Tamim, the Eibishter will make you complete as well." Omer Levi Chizkiah, "Kol Hametam Masma, anybody who is wholesome to the Eibishter on Chachmas, the Eibishter will stand in your good stead, and you'll have a great opportunity." Shenema, it says, "Is halach lefanai, v'heyei tami, be complete." If you will be complete, what's going to be? You'll be rewarded. You'll become the leader of the entire world. Omar Rebbe says, "Rebbe," and the converse is, "Kol hamenachesh, anybody who constantly relies on other things, you know, for signs and omens and all that kind of stuff, loy nachesh, that these omens will turn to a snake and destroy you," like this week's parasha. Shenemar says, and we see in Bolok, "Ki loy nachesh biyakev." It says that what? And we're dashing loy as if there's a vav. Ki loy nachesh biyakev. There will be nechashim in Yaakov. What do you mean there will be nechashim? If you behave that way, that you rely on these outside influencers, then it will affect you. As all the Shanim say, we have a rule in Bobasra, in Arab Sachim, that if you believe in Ein Horus will have an effect on you. If you don't believe them, they don't bother you. So we're dashing the lamed alab. Could you think by day? Yeah. If you thought about it by day, it's different. They may say the cholm reflection of your thoughts of the day. So if you had a bad cholm, means you're... You still have to fast. That's what Abaye told the king, that I know what you dream of. I know your king, your dream would be. And he told him, you know, a ludicrous thing. And he thought about it all day, and then that's what he thought about at night. Now, we're dashing the loy as not as there isn't, but loy as if there is, with above. Even though there are many dinim we learn out, it's written with an aleph, we dash and if there's above, and so on. That's because there's a kri and a ksiv. Here, the kri and a ksiv are exactly the same. So it says lamed aleph. What are you telling me, lamed vav? You're right, no pasik. It's logic. If you behave in a way as if you have to rely on other influences to take care of your life, you don't rely on the Eibishter, then those influences will have a bad impact on you as well. Tony Ahava Brev Zeda, most beautiful name. Ahava, there became a girl's name. The son of Rab Zeda said, "Kol Adam she'ena menachash." Any person who's not relying on outside influences, just relies on the Eibishter and Tayyid Mitzvahs. Machnisin oisib mechitza, the Eibishter will reward you, he'll segregate you and put you in a compartment. Shafilu malachi asharis ein yecholin lechonib. So your malachi cat don't have access to there. Shenemar, it says, "Ki loy nochash be Yaakov." Those people amongst be Yaakov did not follow the nochash, didn't follow all of these ulterior or influences, but like Kesem Yisrael, they're following Kishiv, and the next project says they're going to ask. They're going to ask over here. The Abish, it says, Ma says Kaesi Omala Yakli Sro Ma Paul Kale. What did the Abish do? Who's gonna ask him? The Malachim are gonna ask Eden, what's going on here? Because they can't get in. They're in the Gan Eden in a level that Malachim can't get in. Now this is an interesting Gemara. Why was Avram Avinu punished? Why was he punished that the Bnei Yisrael ended up going 430 years in Mitzrayim? Why were they punished? The Gemara says, you know why? The Nishtab the bottom of Mitzrayim, but the Shami ended up being 210 years in Mitzrayim. You know why? It's his children. Every father cares about his children. He gave him a choice. First of all, Hashem gave him a choice. What punishment you want? Anyway, we're going to do that right now. Mipnesha also. This was the big controversy last night as well. You read what the Rabboni answered. You know why Avram was punished? Mipnesha also angariye betamid rachamim. He took the boys out of yeshiva and sent them to the army. He said, "You got to go to the army." And he said, "That's why Avram Avinu got punished. That we were 210 years in Mitzrayim." Shenemar it says, "Vayorek es chanichav yilidei beisai." Means he emptied out chanich of his students, Yelidei Beis, of those who were from his household, he emptied them from Torah. Look in the Ran over here. Sha'asa angari betamin al-chamim. Sha'ilichan l'mechama, he led them, he told them to go to army. You'll see what it says, Vayorek es chanich of the hainu, b'nei adam shechinu Torah, those people that he was mechanich in learning Torah, and he sent them off to the army to go fight.
That's uncharacteristic.
He did it for, he wanted to save light. He had a reason. I mean, it was an important thing. All the Rishayim learned this way. I saw one Pirush, the Shittim of Kibetzis. The Shittim of Kibetzis is the only one that I saw who says Angaria means he didn't pay them wages. Took advantage of them. He sent them to the army without paying them wages. And that's what it was. That's what the Shittim of Kibetzis says. That wasn't part of the deal. That happened. It was good luck. We'll talk about that in a second. But that was when Melech Zdoim offered Teli Anefesh v'Rechush Kachloch. Only then it happened. But that's it. Only happened then. Look at the Vayter. Shmuel Amashmuel says, you know why he got punished? Mipnei Shehifriz al Midoysev Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. He went and he challenged the Eibishter. Shalem Bameidim. And Hashem told him, I'm going to give you a Yisrael. He says, Bameidim, give me a sign that I'm going to get it. Imagine Avraham Avinu asked the Eibishter for a sign. Now the Rosh said the most fascinating thing here. The Rosh said, not that, it says in Feshen Pasuk, the reason why they went to the whole thing happened is because he asked the Eibishter for Bameidim. So the Rosh says, and you have to ask about Bechir Chavshis, this is when you see this. The Rosh says, when he sent the Bochim to the army, his punishment was that a sense of apokursis came into him, that he asked the question of Amayda. That was the punishment. And then, the next step was that we ended up in Mitzrayim. In other words, what the Rosh is saying here is, that even the Avera, we say we have Bechir Chavshis 100% to do with Mitzvah Averas, when people, anything you do is controlled by the Eibishter, and that in itself was a punishment that he said by Me'eda. That was a punishment. How can a Rabbi entertain such a question? Anyway, Rabbi Yechon Amar Shehifrish. Now another interesting thing here. Rabbi Yechon says, you know, everyone was punished. The problem with this Gemara is that the story of the kings happened after Bris Ben Absarim. So how can the Gemara say Rabbi was punished because of the story of the kings, and he sent the guys to the army when this happened after Bishman Absarim? So one of the Rishai, I can't remember who it is, and Chumash says, "Ein mukdum mukhe b'teil," and all that kind of stuff. But they're all bothered with it because the Chayis doesn't follow. What do you call it? Rabbi Yechalama, you know what the problem was? She hifrish b'nei adam melichonez tachas kamfei ashchina. He did not, when people wanted to become Gerim, he did not accept them as Gerim, and he pushed them away. Shenemar, it says, Ten lihan nefesh, Melech Zdoim said to Avraham Avinu, oh, you know what? Give me back my family. Mashal says he's only talking about his wife and kids. Other mafarshim say he's talking about everybody. Baruchush kachloch, and you take the rest, you take the money. And Avraham Avinu let him. And Avraham was punished because he should not have given it back to him. If you have a chance to take Goyim, make them Eden, you should have made them Eden. Now the question is that only talking about Avraham Avinu's time before Matan Torah, or even today as well? Exactly. So over there, they came to Avraham. Avraham made them. Here we're talking about he had a chance to take them, maybe against their will, but then influence them to become Yidden.
You said only you do when a ger wants to be a woman?
And influence them. The positive wife. Look, right here, he got punished. And the Mashal said, we're not talking about the goyim. They're talking about his, the wife and kids of Melchus Doim. A better Melchus Doim. And everyone was punished for that. Anyway, Vayorek Chanichav Vili Beisai. What do you mean Vayorek is Chanichav? What kind of word is Vayorek? What does Hayrikin Betoida mean? Either he filled them with Toida, but look in the Ran here. Ran, Shahirikin Betoida. Right? So it's a noble thing. Shahirikin Betoida, we're talking about Elezer. Zirzen, but 7 lines at the bottom. Zirzen Betoida, he gave him a lot of Toida. Loshen Achet, Hayrikin Mina Toida, he emptied them from Toida. Meloshen Vahaboy Reik. The boy was empty. He made these guys empty. Why? Shas Ben Agai, you forced him to go to the army.
Sending them to the army, not paying them wages.
No. Not paying wages is only Jigger Betzer. Nobody here learns that way. Nobody learns that way. The Rosh, the Ran, Rashi, everybody learns.
So sending them to the
army. Sending them to the army when they were learning Torah. Should be learning Torah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Shmuel, he paid them a fortune. He gave them a lot of gold. He paid them gold. He had with him 318. It's an odd number, 318. So exact. Usually we always round it off. And he chased the kings. So Amar Abba was Elezer and Kulam. That Elezer himself was equal to 318 soldiers. Ikedamani, others say that Eliezer who the Chushbana Hakehabe. No, it wasn't 318 soldiers. Only Eliezer, him and Eliezer. But Eliezer, the Gematria of Eliezer equals 318. Talking about gematrias, I'll give you a few interesting gematrias. I know that Avram Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized the Eibush. The Rambam writes he was 40 years old. And the Raivit says he was 3 from this gemara right here. So the Rebbe explains he started at 3 and he completed it when he was 40. But what happened was, Shanema, how do I know? It says the pasuk Ekev, because Avram Avinu listened to my voice. The word Ekev is gematria 172, kuf ayin base. Avram Avinu lived 175 years. So it means that the first 3 years he didn't listen to Hashem. Ekev, 172 years, that's Shavu Rambam Kaili. Chuzben, a Mei, a Meshiva train, 172. The word Hasatan is Bechuzben, if you calculate the word Hasatan, Gematria is Tlas Mei, a Meshiva, 364. And we know that 365 days of the year. There's one day a year the Satan has absolutely no influence. Which day of the year is that? Yom Kippur. That's why the more Yidin who attend Shul Yom Kippur and participate in Yom Kippur than any other activity, than any other day of the year. The word Avram is gematria 243. First Avram was in, before he had a bris milah, he was in control of 243, but he was not in control of his middas, of his passions. And he became then, and when he had the bris milah, it tamed him, and now he was in control of all 248. Which five wasn't he in control of? Eluhen, Shtein, it was two eyes, which caused him to do Avedis. Shtein's nine, when he hears things that cause him to do Avedis. And Varosha Gvir, and he wasn't Gemalot. Cut the bris mila. Suddenly he became a mensch, became edel. This is a euphemism. Ir Kitana, there was a tiny city, Vanoshim, and there were a few people there, and the big king came and surrounded them. So now we tight. This is what the pasuk is referring to. So the first melech is referring to Ir Kitana, a small city, Zaguf. That's a human being. Vanoshim, but there are few people. Elu Evarim, these are the limbs. Comes along a mighty king, the Sovereign voice, and surrounds him. Who is that? Who has influence over us? The Yetzirah. Ubona Ale. What's the Yetzirah? Build Mitzaydim Gedolim, large fortresses, and the Charamim. What are we referring to over here? Elu Avinas. These are the sins. The sins are dividing us, separating us from the Ebishter. And he found in that city Ish Miskan, a weak, fragile person, but Chacham, very smart. Who's fragile and smart? The Yetzer Tov. Compared to the Yetzer Hara, he's fragile, but he's very smart. And Umilate, who was here, and this fragile person was able to save an entire city, with his wisdom. How is that? Zutshuva Masim Tovim. Zutshuva Masim Tovim. But then when the king became strong again, nobody can remember this fragile person. When the Yetzirah is strong, who remembers the Yetzirah? So this entire mashal is a mashal for every human being. Hachochme toiz l'chacham, that wisdom gives strength to a chacham more than asara shliti, more than the 10 officers. What are we talking about? Hachochme wisdom toiz l'chacham zutshuva ma'aseh tovim. And he gives, if you do tshuva and do good deeds, it will protect you from the 10 officers. Masar shlitim, who are they? Shteya naim, 2 eyes. Shteya naim, 2 ears. Shteya daim, 2 hands. Shteya daim, 2 legs. V'roish ha-gviya and the bris. Upe and your mouth. These are the ones that get you in trouble. And if you do tshuva, ma'aseh tovim, you're protected from that. Amar Rabbi Zechariah, Yishra Bishmol, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoitzi Kohuna Mishem. The Eibush originally wanted that shame should be the family of Kohenim. Shalem, it says, V'hu Koyin L'Kel Elyon, that shame Noyach's son will be the family of Kohenim. Kivon Shehegdim Birchas Avram L'Birchas Mokim. When he was thanking Avram, he first said Avram's name, before he said Eibush's name. Hoitziya Ma'avram. Eibush decided that all the Kohenim should emanate from Avram. Shenemar, it says, Ba'ivarcheyu, it says over here he's ashamed. Ba'ivarcheyu, he benched him. Ba'yim, and he said, Baruch Avram, benched Avram, Lekel Elyon, Kainish my vodets. Ubarakel Elyon. So who did he bench first? He benched first Avram. Omel Avram, Vachim, Magdimin, Birchas, Evid, Lebirchas, Kainish. Is that appropriate to first bench the Evid before the Hebishter? Miyad Nasal Avram. Then immediately Avram got the Kunish. Now it says, Nuum Hashem, the Hebishter said, Ladoini, Shave, Liyamini, should be set to the right. Ad Oshiz, Oivecha, Hadem, Lecha. Put your enemies at the bottom of your feet. And then afterwards it says, Nishba Hashem, Hashem swore, Belay, Nochim, I will not regret it. Atta Koin, Lo'olam. You'll be a Koin forever. Aldi Vrasi Malki Tzedek. By words of Malki Tzedek. What do you mean? Aldi Burish Magzim. Because of his words, he forfeited his right. Behind the Chsiv, who Koin, Le'olam, who Koin, Vein, Zayda Koin. Only Shem was a Koin, not his children. The question everybody asks is, Avram is also from Shem. So what do you mean, taken away from Shem, given Avram is a Shem? So one answer.
In other words,
so that's what the Rosh learns, but the Ran says interestingly that even Avram, who got the Kuna, didn't get it because he was Shem's descendant. He got it in his own schus because he earned it. Shem got it as a gift. Avram got it because he earned it and deserved it. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.